Hi and welcome to the Journalism Salute. I'm Mark Simon. In each episode, we'll talk to or about an interesting person or organization related to journalism. The intent is to show that journalists are not the enemy of the people. Thank you for listening. In this episode, we're going to do things a little different from how we usually do. I got to speak at the College Media Association National Convention in New York City last week. And while I did, I talked to a lot of young people representing the future of journalism. In this episode, you'll hear short interviews I did with 9 of them. First up is Jackie Alexander, Student Media Director at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and the President of the College Media Association. Then you'll hear from a recent grad of the University of Pennsylvania, Beatrice Foreman, who covers the local creator and tech economies for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and also works for the Center for Cooperative Media. Then you'll hear from 7 college students, ranging from teenagers to their 50s. They'll talk about their journalism origin stories and their most memorable experiences. And everyone will offer up their own journalism salute. Let's get to it.
Hi, my name is Jackie Alexander. I serve as the Director of Student Media at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, as well as the President of the College Media Association.
Can you give us your journalism origin story?
Growing up as a child, I always wanted to be one thing, a dentist. To the point where for Christmas, I got the Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill toy, and it was the best Christmas present I'd ever had. So when I got to high school, I was convinced that I was going to take health professions so I could go to dental school afterwards. Well, I was taking too many advanced placement courses, and so my schedule was really rigid, and I couldn't take health professions. My guidance counselor said, well, you took yearbook for 2 years. We'll just switch you over to the newspaper class. And I told her, you have ruined my life. I'm never going to become a dentist. And I was right. I never became a dentist. I went into my newspaper class. I was very grumpy about being in newspaper. But the first editorial I ever wrote actually was the first thing that ever landed me into the principal's office, because I was advocating for changing how we did student pep rallies. And they actually changed it based off my editorial. And just knowing the power of words to change things, I said, yeah, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Can you explain what you do in your job and your daily work?
Yeah, so as the Director of Student Media at UAB, I'm responsible for the long-term strategic visioning, planning, budgeting, advising, sometimes chair wrangling, fridge cleaning. But I work with our 3 different student media outlets. We have a digital news outlet, we have an entertainment network, and we have a literary arts magazine. So I advise them, make sure everyone gets paid, and a litany of other job duties.
And explain what you do for the CMA.
So as president of CMA, I meet with our headquarters staff, help plan our conventions, help set the strategic vision for the organization and association.
You organize the convention?
Kind of. I think I spend a lot of my time pursuing partnerships to help strengthen our position in the market. I think collaboration is, and not competition, collaboration and cooperation among media outlets, media associations, is really important for our near future. So I spend a lot of time talking to folks like the Society of Professional Journalists, the Center for Community News, just had a call last week with NBCU Academy about how do we marry their goals and what they're trying to achieve with our goals and what we're trying to achieve. And I think that's kind of the most fulfilling part of my presence.
What are you seeing out of the student journalists that come through UAB?
So UAB is a really unique school. So we're an urban campus, and we're a medical school. So the vast majority of my students are pre-med. They're going to solve cancer before they end up working at a magazine. But they really love working with our outlets because it gives them a way to share their creativity. And they're actually creating their own medical literary arts journals and taking that into that sphere as well. So we have a lot of students that are passionate about creating it's not going to be their day job, but they are very passionate about being content creators. And then I'm also seeing a lot of entrepreneurship. Students are coming in with their own LLCs as sophomores. They are creating their own nonprofits as juniors. And I don't know how they do it all. I couldn't have done that when I was in college. I was busy sitting in my room and skipping class to go hang out at the Daily Gamecock. But they're running their own full-fledged businesses. I think we're seeing a lot of that. I think a lot more students want to be their own boss. They want to create their own media on their own terms. And so how do we pivot?
What's your most memorable journalism experience?
So the first one was shortly before I left journalism. I was working at the Gainesville Sun, and I was at home at my townhouse getting ready to prepare breakfast for my sorority sisters. And I got a phone call because I lived half a mile away from the newsroom and said, hey, we need you to come in. In Gainesville, on the highway, there's a prairie, and there's a huge stretch of interstate that has no exit, and it's just cutting through the middle of the prairie, and sometimes it gets foggy. And so unfortunately at that time it had gotten foggy and it was smoky outside because of the prairie fires, and it combined, and we actually had over 10 people die in crashes because people hit the fog, they stopped on the interstate, and other people did not. It was a massive tragedy in our area. And so I went from whipping up pancake batter to running to the hospital to get information. And so that was definitely a really memorable experience for me. I was the K-12 education reporter. I did some work with the hospital a little bit, but I was there to be the education reporter, and you get pulled in. So yeah, that was a memorable one. I think one of my favorite fun memories of being in journalism was when I was an intern at Clearwater Beach at the then St. Pete Times. There was a very large historic hotel that was on Clearwater Beach that they were going to implode. But they decided they weren't just going to implode it. They were going to put Chris Angel, the illusionist, inside the hotel and lock him in a room and have him escape while they imploded. People came from all over the country. I got to cover it on the beach. It was an all-day assignment, and it was just so, so much fun. You can't beat a day at the beach.
Did he escape?
Yeah, of course he did. The building, so he's like, you can see these huge monitors outside. There's a countdown timer. He's like struggling out of the straitjacket. He's running down the hall, and then it implodes, and everyone's like, and then maybe 10 seconds later, he just walks out and brushes dust off his shoulders, and everyone screamed. It was so awesome.
How has being a journalist changed how you view the world?
I think it's made me unafraid to ask why. That is really the primary driving question for me in everything I do, of like, why do we do it this way? How did this come about? I've unfortunately instilled that value into my 11-year-old daughter, so she questions everything as well. It affects my parenting. But I really think it has continued to make me curious and wanting to learn and do more and know more. I tell our staff, and I tell our HQ staff as well, I don't need to do everything, but I do like to know everything.
A lot of students seem a little nervous about entering this industry.
Yeah.
With everything that's happened over the last several years. Mm-hmm. What's your message to them?
I know it's scary. I see the reports out of, Vice and DCIST and all of the other layoffs that have been happening recently, and they concern even me. This is unfortunately not new for our industry. Journalism and media has value, and it needs people like you. Would encourage them to continue to build their skills, build their network, and try to be as resilient as possible. And if the first job doesn't work out, that's going for the second job, or an understanding that, you know, there are a lot of transferable skills that you learn in journalism and media that you can apply to other fields, that it's not over. It's not over. We still need great journalists. We still need great folks in media. And I think there will always be a place for those people. It just is going to look different.
And last question. I have a feeling you could say hundreds of people for this. But the show's called The Journalism Salute. We ask that you salute someone for their good work. Who would you like to salute?
You know, there are so many wonderful student media outlets that are doing such great work. And I love coming to convention because I get to reconnect with folks like my Mi Ambiance family out of the Miami-Dade College system. I just want to salute all of our college media students. You do really hard work while being students and create some world-changing work. I think I want to, for partners and associations, I really want to salute the Center for Community News. They are doing a lot of work around connecting college students with local news outlets and being and filling in these news deserts. So Richard Watts is over that area, and they're doing fantastic work, and I look forward to doing more work with him in the future.
Dentistry's loss is journalism's gain. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, my name is Beatrice Foreman. I'm a reporter at the Philadelphia Inquirer covering breaking news in Philly's creator economy, and I am also the program coordinator with Democracy Day at the Center for Cooperative Media at Montclair State University.
On every episode of our podcast, we begin by asking, what's your journalism origin story?
So I like to joke that I came out of the womb wanting to be a journalist. My mom says I was very verbal and was speaking at 6 months, and I've always loved storytelling, so I wanted to be a writer for as long as I have been conscious. I'm 23 now. I, you know, was like, had a large, you know, rank, like just rage of the internet and got to write fan fiction as a kid, but I wanted to be a journalist also since I was little. I watched Everywhere Is Prada when it first came out when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and I was like, I want to be Miranda Priestly, I want to be the boss lady, I want to be an editor. And that kind of passion has guided me throughout the years, but unlike Miranda Priestly, I like editing because I like teaching people. So I wanted to start writing about fashion when I was younger, and then after the Trump election, it became politics and issues of diversity, equity, inclusion. And then since I am, you know, a digital native, I grew up being a Swiftie and a Directioner and writing fan fiction and running fan accounts and being on Tumblr. I was like, I have this unique expertise of being deeply steeped in the internet and watching people, you know, become famous on it, building community, and also become famous on it for selling shit. And that's really important. I want to cover that. And that's kind of the natural evolution of my beat and how I became a journalist. I'm a single-minded person. Everything I've done in life has been about reporting. I ran a food blog in high school called Honey Brunches that got me an internship at the Food Network covering restaurants and food and trending food news. I was the first person of color to be editor-in-chief of the University of Pennsylvania's award-winning arts and culture magazine. I also interned a ton of local media in Philadelphia throughout my time in college. I am the type of person, when I have a goal, I do everything possible to reach it. So I'm happy I'm a journalist, because otherwise, damn, well, a lot of wasted time that would have been.
I know the feeling. What's been your most memorable reporting experience?
Oh my God. Ooh. I'll pick a funny one and a timely one. So every year in Philly, there is this bar crawl called the Erin Express. It's as old as like city itself. All these bars across Pennsylvania, across Philadelphia, used to charter school buses to take drunk people from one St. Patty's bar to another, to another, to another. It had a reputation for being really rowdy. I worked at this place called Billy Penn my senior year as an intern. I had just turned 21, and my boss thought, wouldn't it be so funny for you to go on assignment, get drunk, and write about it, and interview people? And I was like, oh my God, yes. So that is what I did. I talked to people in line, I talked to bar owners, I live tweeted my experience, tabulating how many bars I went to, how many drinks I had, whether or not I was happy. The answer is it's overrated. Drinks are expensive. And I have a lot less gas in the tank than I thought I did. I ended my night at 5 p.m. in bed with a Wawa meatball. So that was very, very memorable. I also got to bring my friends along. And I think one of my favorite parts about my job is because I cover the stuff young people are interested in, I get to sometimes bring my friends as plus ones to stuff, or I get to report on things that they really, really are interested in and we naturally talk about. So it feels less like, oh, I do this job, I can't talk to people, my coworkers about it. It's really lonely, like some of my friends who work in engineering or consulting. It's that the work I do is immediately impactful in some way, and the work I do also, I guess, is important to the people I care about, which is really nice.
How do you come up with your ideas?
I'm chronically online. So like I said, I grew up in like online fandom communities using the internet in ways I probably shouldn't have been allowed to as a child, rather unsupervised. So part of that comes from my natural knowledge, but a lot of it just comes from being really observant of what I'm seeing as I'm scrolling on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram and Reddit. I actually have a separate TikTok account that's just for my work, where like I just only get Philadelphia things. So I find it a lot through scrolling and bookmarking, asking my friends what they're noticing, and online. And I guess also just like thinking a lot about how misinformation spreads. Like right now with the Kate Middleton topic, right, it seems really frivolous. Like it's a story about a missing royal, but it's actually a story about conspiracy theories, right? So I'm interested in covering it. So a lot of the times I think about what are people getting wrong on the internet, even if it's as simple as whether or not the color of a dress is like white and gold, or, you know, black and blue.
Yep.
Or if it's like a thorny conspiracy theory, and covering that, because misinformation is so important in the creator economy.
You've spoken, we're talking after you did your first talk here. You're doing three talks this conference. What are the things that you're trying to get across to the students?
So today, my first talk was about how to balance being a general assignments reporter with being somebody who aspires to have a beat. So I was hired as a breaking news reporter. I still break news on all topics, but I also am Philadelphia's only reporter really dedicated to covering local content creators and people who make money online and digital culture. I'm actually one of the few people at a local paper who get paid to do this sort of work. A lot of the people who cover the internet cover it nationally. So it's really, really interesting. And I like to talk about how you can balance your professional goals and your professional development with the needs of your paper, because as a naturally ambitious person, sometimes I can be a little, you know, I'm self-aware, a little self-absorbed and focus on myself, but you want to be able to be, you know, your own biggest fan, but also good at the job you were hired to do. I am also on a panel later today about what it's like being a woman working in journalism. My career is only just started, but since I've interned and worked professionally all throughout college, I've had a lot of experiences, and I think as a woman of color, I am Puerto Rican and I'm Jewish, a lot of the times it can be hard to differentiate between whether or not what you're seeing in the workplace is just bad workplace practices, whether it's actual misogyny, whether it's actual racism, and how that dictates your responses and the course of action you might take. And my third one has to do with my second job. I am the program coordinator for Democracy Day, which is a collaborative of 150 newsrooms across the U.S. from the Associated Press and the Guardian's U.S. wing to hyper-local newspapers committed to covering the election in a more holistic, thematic, and less race-oriented way to get people, you know, more engaged and more well-informed. I am hosting a panel on how we can get better at covering youth politics and youth organizing. This is obviously a room full of young people at this conference, but when I was a student journalist, I would often want to copy New York Times or The Journal or, you know, whatever big legacy publication, and kind of forget the practices that I thought were good because I wanted to model the experts. And when it comes to reporting on young people, some, especially their politics, a lot of the times the stories are kind of trite, kind of dry. They treat it as like politics as a hobby for us. They're shocked for organizing, they're shocked for voting, and that leads to some crappy stories. So I put together this panel for people to learn about how to cover youth organizers, especially as their peers, how to, you know, find participatory journalism in some of these places, and just how to tackle the election in a youth-friendly way.
Two questions to go. What's the best journalism advice you've been given?
It was by Stephen Fried, one of my professors at the University of Pennsylvania. He said, if you feel like you might want to do anything other than journalism, do it. And I, to this day, feel like there's something I would be better at or would enjoy more, and that's why I'm here.
And then the last question, name a journalist or a journalism organization that you would like to salute for their good work.
I would like to salute Hellgate NYC. They are a worker-owned and operated newsroom in New York, and if she's here, I would like to salute Katie Way specifically.
Beatrice Foreman, thank you for taking the time to join us. We will be following your work. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk to us in between all the different things that you're doing here.
Oh my God, thank you. This was so fun.
Hey, just a heads up before we begin the student interviews that you can subscribe to our newsletter. The link is in the show notes. We'd start our student interviews off with a sports writer.
My name is JD Del Castillo. I'm the sports editor for Florida Atlantic University, and I'm from Broward County, Florida.
What's your journalism origin story?
So it's actually quite funny. I always knew I wanted to be in sports. So coming into college, I was a health science major, and I had an internship for athletic training. And after doing that, I was like, man, I really don't like science. But I always loved writing. And so I took an intro to multimedia communications class, and my professor, Neil Santaniello, ended up becoming my mentor. And I asked him, I was like, should I do comms or should I do journalism? And he took a look at some of my writing, and he's like, you have it for journalism. And it was just kind of, that's all she wrote.
So, all right, what is your most significant accomplishment journalistically?
Definitely becoming sports editor, but I want to say one of my most fun stories wasn't actually sports. I got assigned to do a local community story, and what I ended up covering was an affordable housing committee meeting, and it's just people in the community who are maybe in realty or things like that, they're a part of this committee. And when I went to go cover it, they didn't make quota, and I ended up finding out that they hadn't made quota all year. And so at the end of the year, they have to advise these bills or laws or something like that. And it was just, you know, that ended up becoming my story. I was just gonna go see what boring jargon they used, and it became a whole different thing. And that just really opened my eyes to just what journalism can be.
And there are parallels between covering something like that and covering sports, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I think with sports, you always want to come in. Even just when I do gamers, I think of oh man, I'm going to assume that FAU is going to win, and then they don't. And it's well, all right, all those staple questions that I had, I kind of have to change up. Or, you know, maybe I had a fun question lined up because it was New Year's Eve and I wanted to ask about New Year's resolutions, but then they lost and nobody wants to answer that question.
How has being a journalist shaped how you view the world?
Man, I feel like I've always been friendly and outgoing, but I think it's just made me more curious about maybe things I wouldn't be curious about in communities and people that I wouldn't usually talk about. I feel like I said I'm from Broward County, but I was born in New York, and so being back out here at the college, at the CMA, I've just been talking to all the locals and you know, the people that are service workers, and it's just made me more inclined to want to speak to people, and it just reminds me every day why I do this.
What's the best journalism advice that you've been given?
That it's hard. It's not really necessarily advice, but I'm more so the type of person that likes to be spoken to bluntly. And I just think that sheer fact is something that really drives me and you know, reminds me of maybe there's sometimes where it's a deadline's coming up and I'm stressing about it, or, you know, maybe one day I don't want to get up and interview somebody, but, you know, it's just the grind, and I've kind of just... You know, they say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. It's still hard work, so.
What kind of journalist do you want to be?
A good one.
Sure. All right. Name a journalist or journalism organization that you would like to salute, since the show's called The Journalism Salute, for their good work.
I would definitely salute The Athletic, just because the idea is that I get to work there one day. But I really love the way they tell stories, and, you know, it's really outside of the box, and it's definitely inspiration, so I'll salute them. I would salute where I'm interning at ESPN West Palm, but we don't really do much journalism, but I'll shout out Ken Lavica, Lavica Theo and Stone, 12-2, 106.3.
Nice. All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Our next interview is with someone who caught the journalism bug after a long time away from school.
Ashley Atkins. I go to Monroe County Community College in Michigan, and I live in Carleton, and the school's in Monroe.
We should point out you're in your 50s. What brings you to a journalism conference?
Well, this is my second semester at MCCC, and I took journalism my first semester after getting an email from the then editor. And I responded to it, and because I loved writing and I loved photography and art, so I came, talked to her, and talked to the advisor. I took a beginning journalism course at the same time and joined the newspaper and just really enjoyed everything I was learning. I learned a lot the first semester, and so I decided to do it a second semester, and I applied for the assistant editing job, and I got it.
What is the experience of writing and editing like for you?
It's been extremely rewarding, but it's also been difficult. I think the difficulty is that I am working with people that are much, much younger than me, and including my editor, because my editor is actually part of the middle college of our school, so she's still in high school. So, you know, learning to balance the knowledge that I have from life and, of course, respecting the editor's position as the person that is head of the newsroom, there's a balance with that. I think I do it pretty well. Anytime that I think I step on her toes, I go and say, I'm sorry if I did, and she usually says no. So she usually tells me, no problem, I didn't step on her toes, which is good.
What's your most memorable journalism experience?
My most memorable experience was actually doing a profile story on another student. We had for our end project for journal intro to journalism was to do a profile story. And I had been struggling with the concept of just writing in the journalistic style because I had been doing writing creatively for a while. And so I was struggling a little bit to get the concepts because they're very different. And just worked with my professor on it. And by the time I had finished editing a couple times, my professor came back and told me that I completely rocked it and he was very proud of me for what I had done. And I got a really good grade on that paper. And then the great joy was to let that person know the following semester, this semester, that we were going to put that story in our newspaper. And it got a lot of recognition and a lot of people that were interested because she has been at the school for a while and had a lot of friends who were really proud of her. So it was nice to see that. And for her to tell me that from the first time that she and I had spoke to how I was today, that she'd seen so much growth in me as a journalist. And that really touched me. And for her to say that she actually got tears in her eyes reading her own story that I wrote made me feel really good and made me feel like I was actually able to touch people with what I was doing. And that has a huge impact on me because I really wanted to be able to do that.
You mentioned before, you alluded to that you're an older person and you're often having to work with younger people. You're also someone that has seen journalism evolve over the entirety of your life. Are you someone that's optimistic about the future of journalism?
I am. I think that journalism is changing, but I don't think necessarily that change has to be bad. And anything that may be changing or trends that may be going one way or another, I think that there's enough people out there with the heart and the drive to keep the parts of journalism, like the newspaper journalism, that many people see kind of going away for the digital. But there's a lot of people out there that are still really fighting for the newspaper. And I have found a lot of satisfaction in creating a newspaper and publishing it on campus. And it's actually caused me to realize the importance of that on top of the new digital age that we're in. And I think that combining old and new together is a great concept that if people work together, they can make it grow even better.
Is there a journalist or journalism organization that you would like to salute for their good work?
Oh, yeah. My advisor for Matthew Birdmeyer, the advisor for the Agora at MCCC.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me.
A reminder that you can find plenty more student journalist interviews. In fact, you can find all our interviews at thejournalismsalute.org. Our next interview is with a photojournalist.
My name is Audrey Gavigan. I'm a photojournalism major at RIT, and I'm from Morristown, New Jersey.
What's your journalism origin story?
So I decided I wanted to become a journalist on January 6, 2021. I knew I wanted to be a photographer before I wanted to be a journalist, and I just remember sitting in my living room that day watching the news and just feeling so anxious and antsy and wanting to be there at the place, like, seeing everything for myself and showing the world what was happening.
What's been your best, most memorable journalism experience?
So last year, I believe it was April 4th, 2023, I actually had the opportunity to photograph in Manhattan the day that Donald Trump was arrested for the first time. I was photographing at a park outside the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, and I was photographing the protesters and the counter-protesters, and it was just honestly one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had, and I can't wait to do more work like that in the future.
What was that like?
It was almost this electric feeling of, this is what I want to do with my life. I'm seeing the news happen around me, and I was able to take those pictures for myself and post them online, and like, this is what is happening. This is important. This needs to be seen.
I can see why you're so passionate about it. Actually, I'm going to say that next. You said to me right before we started, you're extremely passionate about journalism. What are you passionate about?
So I'm passionate about being able to do something with my life that is going to make a positive difference in the world. And I think in these times more than ever, it's so important to be on the right side of history and showing the truth of what is happening and just being there in the moment for what is important and showing that, speaking up for people who can't and showing that to people who can't be there for themselves.
How has being a journalist shaped how you view the world?
I think it's taught me to be a lot more curious and a lot more understanding, because I feel like for me, you know, someone can be just a small part of the story, but for them, that story is their whole life. And I think it's important to do that justice.
What's the experience of taking pictures like?
The experience of taking pictures is, it's almost indescribable. When I have my camera up to my eye, it's like the rest of the world fades away, and it's like, this is what I was made to do with my life, and I truly never want to do anything else.
Wow. Was there something you wanted to do before this?
Well, I always wanted to be an artist growing up. I was a very creative person, so for me, photojournalism is the perfect way to combine kind of my creative passions with also my political and writing passions.
What's the best journalism advice you've been given?
The best journalism advice I've been given is to be there, go out in the world and talk to people. You're not going to find stories sitting on your couch. The stories are within people, and you have to go meet people in order to bring those stories to light.
Lastly, the show's called The Journalism Salute. We ask you to salute someone who you think is doing good work, a person or an organization.
I would have to salute ProPublica. I think they cover some of the most underrepresented yet important stories in the world, and anyone who has not checked out ProPublica absolutely should. They have some of the best journalists and the best stories.
Our next interviewee is a student who is using her power as a journalist to make sure school administration is treating all students fairly.
My name is Jacqueline Reeves. I go to Ithaca College. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
What's your journalism origin story?
So, basically, it's actually kind of funny. In high school, I had always had, like, kind of an interest in journalism, but I had never really written for, like, the school newspaper or anything. But when I was applying to colleges, I was, like, thinking of, like, oh, like, what would I major in? What could I major in? And, like, over the summer, before I started applying to college. I had actually done sort of like a journalism program at NYU. And it was through that I realized the power that journalists have. Additionally, as a Black woman, I feel like oftentimes I felt super just misrepresented in the media with stories that are chosen to be put out there, especially like growing up in New York City too, like searching up like my neighborhood, and instead of seeing like the good things I knew were happening in my community, all I would see was like shootings or things like that. And it definitely made me think about what can I do to change the narrative of my community and change perspective.
A lot of the journalists that I was showing you in that presentation are doing things of that nature.
Yeah.
I felt like that connected with you. I kind of see it on your face and just have the diligence that you're taking notes.
Yeah.
What's been your most memorable experience in journalism so far?
So I'd say my most memorable experiences have been the connections I've formed. So writing for my school newspaper, I kind of cover everything. But I've been trying to focus more on the BIPOC center at my school, mainly because I go to a PWI, and from what I've seen, a lot of BIPOC students on campus feel as though the BIPOC center has been mismanaged by the school. And a lot of the administration who work at the BIPOC center feel that way as well. And I feel like I'm in a unique position where I closely interact with a lot of the administration involved with the BIPOC Center. I'm friends with a lot of the people who work there and a lot of the students who frequent those facilities. And so I guess I'd say like this isn't really like a memorable experience, but it's something that I recently wrote a story about, a merge that happened between two offices. It was the BIPOC Center and a scholarship program for a first gen. And we have a Martin Luther King scholarship at our school, so I wrote about that. And what really was kind of memorable for me is that I was speaking to one of the assistant directors of the center, and he was telling me how, which this may be a conflict of interest, but he was telling me how since I was covering the story, he felt more comfortable like speaking to me instead of just a random person coming in. And that was just memorable for me because it really showed me the importance of establishing connections and making sure that, you know, you're not just sort of exploiting people, but you're making an effort to tell their stories.
How has being a journalist shaped how you view the world?
I think I view the world more objectively now. I used to be very opinionated. I used to have like very strong opinions, and I still do. But now whenever someone asks me for my opinion on something, I try to remain as objective as possible. Now when I see things that don't align with my perspective, I try and seek out different forms of information to sort of give me a whole picture instead of just one.
The show's called The Journalism Salute, and we salute you as a student journalist here. We'd like you to salute someone else. Is there a journalist that you'd like to salute for their good work? Journalist or journalism organization?
You know, I think I'll salute my school newspaper. I'm going to salute the Ithacan. Please, tune in. I feel like we do a lot of good work over there.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Next up is a student who got to cover one of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Hi, I am Paul Zarnicki. I am from the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. I'm the editor-in-chief, and I have lived in Colorado my entire life, and I've been working hard on getting up to my position, which is editor-in-chief at UCCS for The Scribe.
What's your journalism origin story?
So I wanted to be a journalist I've wanted to write for most of my life. I really was ingrained on the idea of telling a story and getting words down, especially ones that I knew I could help connect with others, especially if they were mine. definitely was on the realm of sports journalism. I was a big fan of sports, and I was always really impressed with just going in and reading articles written by other people, columns, opinion writing, a whole bunch of things that I was just like, wow, I feel like I could do that, and I could do that really well. When I was a kid, I used to wake up every morning and go down and grab the newspaper and read the scores and read the columns, because that was what you did. I didn't have social media when I was a kid, so I would go and I'd read what happened last night, how everyone perceived it, and everything that happened. It was a huge deal for me. But yeah,
what's been your most memorable journalism experience?
I would probably say these conferences have been huge. I am a big fan of going to these. But definitely my biggest journalism experience just happened about a month ago. I was accepted by the NFL to be a credentialed member of the Super Bowl. And I was able to attend, and I was able to report for The Scribe, my college publication, as a actual person that was there. And it was unbelievable. Just having a seat there, being able to experience the game in live time. But what was better was going in and getting interviews with all the players, going to actual press conferences. And I didn't care as much to go and interview some of the higher profile players in large sections as much as I was to go interview maybe bench players and how they felt about, you know, the game. I like, you know, there's Mahomes, but I had a lot of fun going in and interviewing backups for teams and like assistant coaches, and oh, it was a ridiculous amount of fun.
Good for you. That's right up my alley. How has being a journalist shaped how you view the world?
I would have to say that it has given me a more positive outlook on life. I think a lot of times when you get more ingrained in the news, maybe a lot of people like to pitch the idea that there's this negative side that you start to know a little bit more when you dig deep into the news side. But because I've been more involved in sports news and things like that, I love the idea of seeing come up stories, and I feel like I've just been more, you know, like focused on those. Recruiting is a big part of that for me. I love college and high school recruiting because it's people that, you know, grow from being middle school, high school level and try and figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives as athletes, and they find their way to just being like a really solid player for on the collegiate level or on the professional level. We have players that, you know, have aspirations of going pro, and the idea that I get to talk about that and like sort of get other people's like, or get their perspective on that along with mine is unbelievable. I really like it.
Two more. What's the best journalism advice you've been given?
Best journalism advice I've been given is actually by a coworker of mine, and it was very recently, and it was to be more stern in my everyday meetings. And it happens all the time, where I am just not like a highly like assertive person. And I like to think that I am now, thanks to this person. So I really appreciate that.
Lastly, the show's called The Journalism Salute. Let's salute a journalist. Who do you want to salute?
Ooh, I'm going to salute my inspiration to journalism for the most part, which is just a majority of ESPN personalities. But if I want to do someone that's more like high profile, like in my life, my advisor, Lauren Osinerich, is probably one of my biggest inspirations, former editor-in-chief Annika Schmidt. And I'm going to also give a shout out to my news team that I have right now, all my coworkers, every single one of them. They're huge. I'll shout out a couple of them right now. I got Nick Smith, he's one of the best, Olivia Nordyke. I'll shout out former sports editor Devin Martinez, just for getting my start. Amazing.
This is a good time to remind you that if you'd like to subscribe to the Journalism Salute, you should. Just click the subscribe button in your podcast app. Our next student interviewee likes writing, but she also likes something else too.
So I'm Megan Martinez. I'm from Capital University. I am a sophomore.
Where are you from?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I live like 15 minutes away from Capital University.
What's your journalism origin story?
So my friend, actually, she's sitting over there, was originally part of it first, and then I was like, you know what, that sounds interesting, so I'll join as well. And then essentially writing everything, finding all of the research, and getting to interview people was like actually really, really interesting. So I don't know, I just kept liking to do it. And then they introduced me to layout, which I love layout. So because you get to be very precise with all of the details, and then you get to like also do the final edits, and then just everything. I feel like the layout is just like the full like conclusion of everything that we've done.
30 years ago I was using PageMaker and I was getting extremely frustrated by it. What's the experience of layout like for you?
Oh, it would still look frustrating because we use Adobe InDesign, and it's for our layout editor in chief. They are like, there's like plus signs a bunch of times where there doesn't necessarily need to be. And in her past experience, they couldn't move along if there was still a plus sign. But now it's just like, oh, hey, there's a little extra, but you can still move along. So sometimes that is like, oh, maybe we did miss something. But she always clicks on those to see if we did miss something, which we usually don't. So, yeah.
What's your best journalism experience?
When my story is in there, obviously I pick it up and I keep that one. But when everything is very aligned, everything looks fantastic, especially on mine, I really like those. It feels like, oh, everything came together. But my favorite story that I've done, was a period education story in which I did a bunch of research. And then I asked like some experts, and then I asked just random people what they thought about period education. And then, you know, you get a lot more eye-opening, like, insight on what people do actually know and what some people do. And, you know, that one was my favorite story that I've done. And that's where I got to do the most research and really actually see what a true journalist does. So, yeah.
What kind of journalist do you want to be?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. For now, we'll start off with layout. But I do like just the topics where, like, there's not much information and there's representation needed. So I really like those topics, so maybe somewhere in that area.
What's the best piece of journalism advice you've gotten?
I think getting out there, because I'm an introvert and interviewing is really hard for me sometimes. So generating all of the interview questions beforehand is definitely a good one, and doing the research as well. And just getting out there and actually asking even random people, like, you can go up to them. The worst they can do is say no.
Right.
So
take the Erin O'Hare approach. No one's a stranger.
Yep.
All right, so the show's called The Journalism Salute. I want you to name a journalist or journalism organization that you would like to salute for their good work.
Yes. Adrian Supes, he is my editor-in-chief, but he is done so many journalism classes, and he knows the AP handbook front to back. So he does so much good work, and he's always on us trying to get everything and have us do the best that we can so that we look the best. So, yeah.
Sounds like a future journalist.
Yep, he is.
All right. Thank you for your time.
We've had a few interviewees come on the podcast and say that they like journalism because they want to hear the news first. And this is another one of those.
My name is Sugal Gurra. I'm a sophomore at Capital University.
What's your journalism origin story?
So it all happened one day last year when I was, one of my friends was featured in the newspaper, and like they interviewed him, and I thought that was like a really cool thing because his name was in the paper. And I was like, oh, and I love to write, you know, because I was getting involved with the creative writing club and stuff like that. So I was like, oh my God, I would love to write for the school paper. Like, that would be so cool. So, and then I just emailed the editor in chief and I asked her, hey, is there any room on the staff so I can like join? And, you know, there was room, and I joined and became a reporter, and I didn't know what I was getting into at first. But it literally was so fun, like, to interview people and to just, like, talk and write and, like, you know, combining my two favorite things. Because I'm a communication major also, so I really, really love to talk. So, and I love to write. So when I got to combine those two aspects, like, reaching out to people on campus and, like, doing my research and all these different things was, like, what really brought me into being a reporter.
What's your best, most memorable journalism experience?
My most memorable one would have to be like when I first got published in the paper. So like, you know, the best pieces are in the paper for like that month. And when my name was on it for the first time, because it took me like a couple months to get on there. And then when I did get on there, like, I was just felt so like accomplished, and I gave it to my dad, and my literally like he hung it like on his wall in the house. So I was just like, oh my God, like this is like, it was a really, really proud moment. And now he keeps like every newspaper, like ever since then, every edition I've had an article in there at least once, you know, sometimes a couple times, and he'll keep my papers, and he has it in like in his room. So
I can relate.
Yeah.
How has being a journalist shaped how you view the world?
being a journalist has shaped how I see the world, because I really see things like in a different perspective in a way, because I feel like it's really important for people to know what's going on in our world on campus. When I first came in the newsroom and we started talking about what are things that are going on campus, I'm like, what the heck? These things are happening? Like, I never heard anything like this. Like, it's like, I felt like I was hearing like drama, you know what I mean? Like, this is like, oh my God, like I should, you know what I mean? Like, this is the tea, like it's crazy, right? But It was just so surprising to hear all this stuff. So I think that as a regular person, you should be knowing as much information as I know when I'm in the newsroom.
I've had a number of people who are on the podcast who said, I like gossip. And,
yes.
And that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
What's the best journalism advice you've been given?
The best journalism advice, this is like such a small one. Like, I mean, I've been given advice, but this is like the one I noticed with everything is like Oxford comma. Like, I genuinely hate the Oxford comma so much. And when I see, I really think, like, you're a little, like, I literally think a little bit less. Just because it's like, come on, you know what I mean? So, and because my copy editor used to be on me about the Oxford comma when I first started writing. Right. So now, you know, when I see on just, like, a regular pamphlet, I'm just like, come on now. You know what I mean? We don't need it. You know? So that's what the best advice.
We'll agree to disagree. last question. The podcast is called The Journalism Salute. Can you name a journalist or journalism organization that you'd like to salute?
Yes. A journalist I would like to salute is a Palestinian reporter named Motes. He's a photojournalist, and he was in Gaza, and he was reporting on everything that was going on, like, right after something happened, like, you know, buildings being demolished, and he would go to the scene, and he would be recording it and put it on the internet so that everybody in the whole world knows what's going on. So I was following him since I discovered his account, you know, I've been following it ever since, and it's just been insane to see what's been going on over there. So, and I think, you know, we have to have a lot of respect for him that he's able to, like, you know what I mean, how he can stomach seeing these things. You know, he's just a journalist, but he's in a tough situation. I mean, like a horrible situation, so he has to be able to pick up his camera anyway, you know. So that's a reporter I wanted to shout out.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I enjoyed my time meeting and speaking with all of these people during my day at the College Media Association convention. Thank you to Michael Koretsky and his team, and to Jackie Alexander for allowing me to be a presenter there. If you'd like me to speak to your class about the lessons I've learned from interviews with more than 150 journalists, email me at journalismsalute@gmail.com. I want to make sure the future of the industry is in good hands. From those I talk to, I feel good that it is. Thank you for listening to the Journalism Salute. Please let us know what you think of the show. You can find us on Twitter at JournalismPod, and you can email us at JournalismSalute@gmail.com.